Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha, ubingelelwa yemusizi wakwaZuma, lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa. Namhlanje siqedelela isifundo sethu of the armor of God. It's been 18 weeks talking about the armor of God because isikhathi sethu sincane, and sometimes I know ukuthi you become impatient with me, you want me to move forward, but I literally need to stay in a particular point so that you can understand it, because I want you to be matured in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand who God is, and I also want you to have victory in your life in every situation obhekana nayo. Today I'm not going to stay too long in one particular point, but ngizovele ngithi gaga gaga because I've got four scriptures to read. I want to talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now the sword of the Spirit, it is an invisible sword, but more than anything, it is what you utter with your mouth. Yilento oyikhuluma ngomlomo wakho. Now, today, really, I want to talk about the power of the tongue and the power of the word. Empilweni yakho. I amandla wezwi. Empilweni yakho. Ukuthi izwi linamandla kangakanani. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. It is by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God. So, ngokholwa, we understand. Because really, in order for us to go into the dimension of the word, lalela, the dimension of the word, the dimension of the spoken word in the spirit realm, it is something that is used both in the kingdom of darkness and in the kingdom of light. Kusetshenziswa ulimi. The only thing, phela, abantu bacabanga ukuthi imithi inamandla, umuthi awusebenzi umuntu angashongo something phezu kwalowo muthi loyo. You know, so it's all about what we say. So lithi by faith we understand ukuthi the worlds were framed by the word of God. So konke esikubonayo kweza ngokuthi kweza ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, noma kuzelwe noma kudalwe yizwi likaNkulunkulu. Bese lithi, so that the things that are seen were not made of things that are seen, meaning that the things that are seen were made of the things that are unseen. Loko okubonwayo okuyimanifestation, you know, kwenziwe by that which is unseen. Okuyini na? Okuyizwi likaNkulunkulu. I'm still explaining concepts. Now, let us go to the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Ngizoyifunda ngesiZulu. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Ithi, ngokuba izwi likaNkulunkulu liphilile, linamandla, libukhali kunezinkemba zonke ezisika nhlangothi zombili, lihlaba kuze kwahlukaniswe umphefumulo nomoya, amalungu nomkantsha, lahlulela imicabango nezizindlo zenhliziyo. So izwi likaNkulunkulu liphilile, linamandla, and lithi libukhali kunezinkemba. Ziningi iy'nkemba esibhekana nazo ey'mpilweni zethu. Kunenkemba yobuthakathi, kunenkemba yama-threats umuntu akunikeza wona. You know, zonke iy'nkemba obhekana nazo, kunenkemba yokugula, kunenkemba eyenhlupheko. Kunenkemba yani empilweni yakho engabe engahle ikuhlasele, but lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu liphilile, linamandla, libukhali kuney'nkemba zonke ezisika nhlangothi zombili. Bese liyaqhubeka ukuthi lihlaba lihlukanise ini, but ngihleli la ukuthi izwi liphilile, linamandla empilweni yakho. And then bese lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lana in the book of Proverbs, Isaiah chapter 4, chapter 18, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 18, verse 21. Lithi, ukufa nokuphila kusemandleni olimi, nabaluthandayo bayakudla izithelo zalo. Now, let's talk about spiritual warfare. Ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu thina silwa kanjani, thina sithembe ini. As children of God, we are trusting in what God has promised us. Izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. That's number one. Number two, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi thina we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. UJesu wasinqobela esiphambanweni, zonke izimpi esingahle sibhekane nazo ey'mpilweni zethu zanqotshwa kuKristu more than 2000 years ago. Wena uma ukhuluma izwi phezu kwempilo yakho naphezu kwesimo sakho, you are reinforcing loku yakunqoba. So wena, you are not a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror because you are a beneficiary of what Christ did more than 2000 years ago empilweni yakho. Bese lize lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, comma, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Now, mntana kaNkulunkulu, I know which is ningi zimpi esihlangabezane nazo. Lezo zimbi, whatever it is, oyibonayo, emanifestile empilweni yakho, I want you to know, number one, ukuthi iqale ezweni likamoya. There is nothing evele ize ezweni lenyama, ingakandluli ezweni likamoya. Everything that you see in your life started first in the spirit realm. That's how the order of creation is. Whatever it is that you go through, it begins in the spirit realm. Now, what the attack that you see, usathane uqale wayiqala ezweni likamoya. Then uNkulunkulu emuhle, sometimes you are a pooper. And then you are able to reverse that spiritual transaction. Because, like I said, the spirit realm is always ahead of schedule, and the physical realm is always, you know, behind schedule, and it's always catching up with the spirit realm. Now, mhlambe manje ubhekane nesimo obhekane naso, whatever it is. Lithi uNkulunkulu, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Amandla wokufa nokuphila aselimini. Bese lithi nabaluthandayo ulimi bayakudla izithelo zalo. It depends on how you speak in your life. If you start to confess what the Lord has declared over your life, if you start to speak that which is written in the word of God, then things begin to shift in the spirit realm in your life. You don't experience the breakthrough immediately, but believe you me, eventually it will manifest in your life. When the enemy comes with witchcraft, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Basically, and every tongue that rises up against you. So you are able to reverse every spell of darkness over your life. Because in darkness, they operate ngelimi. I'm a devil worshiper now, but they utter curses and they utter spells. Abathakathi, they utter curses and spells. It's not just devices that they use, but everything. Bayasho ukuthi makwenzakale u1 no2 no3. Kubalekile for you as umntana kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi uhlale emthandazweni. Kubalekile ukuthi uhlale ezwini likaNkuluNkulu. Kubalekile ukuthi you must declare izwi likaNkuluNkulu phezu kwempilo yakho, phezu kwabantwana bakho. Now you need to know what the word of God says about that particular situation to you and to your children. Lithi uNkulunkulu, our children are a godly offspring, and lithi our children will be taught of the Lord. Lalela, we declare over our children's lives ukuthi angeke babe yigebengu. We declare over our children's lives ukuthi they are not going to smoke nyawupe and drugs and whatever, but we do it as what according to what is written in the word. Unkulunkulu makathi, your children will be a godly offspring. But say it, blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. We say our children are a blessing. Little children are a heritage or a blessing from the Lord. In other words, our children will not be curses. So we declare that. But say bangani, if each and every time you pray for your children, you speak izwi likaNkulunkulu, you need to declare what the word of God is saying over their lives. You need to declare what the word of God is saying over your life. You need to declare the promises of God. You need to declare the provision of God. You need to declare the protection of God. You need to declare the healing power of God. Unfortunately, I cannot really go into detail because of iskhathi. I was going to show you different scriptures where the promises of God, are speaking over different situations over our lives. But whatever it is that you need, I want you to know ukuthi awudinge ukuthi uhambe uye lena. Le ngaphandle nabo, they use the tongue. It's just that bona bathanda nento eyiphathekayo, bathanda intambo, bathanda imithi, bathanda ini. Thina, we use the word which is above that. So in other words, malithi uNkulunkulu, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment you shall condemn. It means whatever it is that was spoken, when you override what was spoken by what the word of God has promised you. The word of God is a sword in that it is a backup, and the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword ekhon. That sword that is standing against your life is not more powerful than the sword which is the word of God, because Tina, our God is the God and a ruler and a master of the supreme kingdom, which is above every other kingdom ekhon emhlabeni ezulwini phansi kolwandle. Yonke ndawo, our God is more powerful than anything. And I don't want you to be convinced otherwise. And I don't want you to be deceived. Bathandekayo, our God is the most high God. Our God is the most powerful God. Ngicela ukuthi ungazimosheli isikhathi ngokuthi uhambe uyothatha into zobumnyama. Because lezo zinto ozithathayo, you are giving the devil access empilweni yakho. Themba izwi likaNkulunkulu. Sebenzisa izwi likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu uye akubusise mlaleli. Ngizogcina lana. But I'll speak about it in other topics. Indaba yokuthi izwi libaluleke kangakanani, linamandla kangakanani ezimpilweni zethu. God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.